Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, John Barchett is in for Richie today, 94 WIP. We got an awful lot to talk about this morning and this afternoon because we've got an incredibly disappointing Eagles season upon us. Nearing the halfway point of the year, the Philadelphia Eagles are below 500. They are a game and a half now, a game and a half behind first-place Washington in the NFC East. It's not looking great from a wild card standpoint, obviously, which means the NFC East is probably just about the only way to go. And they lost the game yesterday, and we'll take your reaction on it, certainly, all show, 888-729-9494. They lost the game yesterday that goes down in the annals, truly. This isn't an overstatement, as one of the worst Eagles regular season losses we've seen. It was that bad. It was an unbelievably epic collapse, shocking collapse. And we are here today on this Monday morning to kind of try to pick up the pieces of figuring out what in the hell is going on with the 2018 Eagles. We got the head coach saying nonsense after the game. We saw a defense collapse in the fourth quarter. We saw an offense sputter in the fourth quarter. And as I'm joined by John Barchett again in for Richie today, and your phone calls all show 888-729-9494, we have a team that is really, really underperforming this year. Barchett, what's going on, boy?
Joe, did you know that
I just call you boy. I was going to say buddy. I came out boy. What's up, boy?
What's up, boy?
I'll take it.
It's going to be buddy. And then I'll say, hey, listen, we're 2 minutes in the show. You got to laugh about something, I guess. John, hello, sir.
Joe, did you know that some people think it is perfectly acceptable to score 17 points in a football game and say, that was enough? Because that's all I'm hearing today. Jeff McClain's printing it. Everybody else is saying it.
Saying what?
17 points was enough. You blew the lead. Three scores is enough to hold on. And guess what? Most times, you're probably right. But 17 points has won one, two, three football games yesterday. Everybody else is in the 20s. Everybody else is in 30s. This is supposed to be a high-powered offense that has not been high-powered this entire year, except for one game against the Giants, and that's it. I mean, this is, to me, yes, both things need to be true today. You cannot let up something on a 4th-and-10 and let them roll down. You can't allow 21 points in, what, 12 minutes? But that is not going to change. That is not going to change. This defense is what it is, unless you're rolling in suddenly the 85 Bears and they're going to take over. It's a different time. It's a different era. And you need more than 17 points on the board to solidify wins. And to me, this goes right back to Carson. This goes right back to Doug. Take off the gloves. If you want these guys to be elite, if that's a Super Bowl coach, if that is an elite talent at quarterback, you need to put the ball in the end zone. And they have not been able to do that, Joe.
All right, 888-729-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Barchett. Obviously, reaction on the game, the players, the plays that stood out to you, the disastrous loss, the horrible fourth quarter, the blown lead, the defensive collapse, the decision by Doug to continue to pass and pass and pass, a 3-4 football team. It's all here for you at 888-729-9494. Phone lines wide open. Hop aboard. We'll hear from you all show. Now, let's get to it. There's a lot of directions to go. John, I start squarely on the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. And to me, it's not just a one-game thing, and it's certainly not just a fourth-quarter thing. It's a season thing. I told everyone back in August I sensed the team was unprepared for the season. We heard comments from Big V. We heard Coach had a book, whatever. People make nothing of it. Some people make something of it, whatever. Yeah. I thought the team was unprepared. John and I were out there a ton during training camp. There's all sorts of players sitting out practice all sorts of days. Were there legitimate injuries? Of course there were legitimate injuries. There's no question about it.
And there still are, yeah.
And there still are. But there was a belief from my end, right from the jump, that this thing was not, something was off. Something was off was what I felt really, frankly, before the season even started, something didn't feel right. And then you saw the preseason games, and they were horrible.
And everybody just said it was preseason.
Not everybody. Some people. Yeah. But you know,
maybe the two of us in the room.
A lot of people were like, hey, okay. But then there was others like, oh, no biggie. Super Bowl champs. We'll get together. Super Bowl champs. Listen, this thing has been bad from the start. At 3-3, they had not played good football but one game against a horrible New York Giants football team. They lost a game yesterday to Carolina. Carolina's a decent team. I get it. They're decent. They're not great. They're decent. Carolina didn't even play all that well. Mm-hmm. Didn't even play all that well. I mean, Carolina had to twice. They couldn't even kick a field goal either because the coach thought there was too much wind, which there probably was, or because they jumped off sides and they said, okay, well, let's start punting the ball and all that.
Twice! Which we were all laughing at.
Twice!
Yeah.
They missed an extra point. I'm talking about Carolina. They missed an extra point. They had a goose egg on the board with about 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and somehow the Eagles lose this football game? Like, this was, we've seen some bad ones, and this is one of the worst. And certainly Doug Peterson's decision to continue to pass the ball in the fourth quarter while leading 17-0, like, there's a lot to go to, and we'll go to all of it. But in my opinion, if I was going to hone in on one thing, I got to bring it back to Doug and his decision up 17-0 to pass. Hey, let me pass more. Pass.
Really?
That was a joke.
I mean, 3.6 yards a carry from Wendell Smallwood is not going to make me go run the ball more.
Dude, you're up.
Especially with Corey Clement, who doesn't look like Corey Clement either.
He doesn't look right, but you're up 17-0.
It's not enough, Joe. That's what I'm saying. You need 24. You need one more touchdown. You need one more field goal. And then you're not worrying about Carson Wentz maybe or not throwing an interception to Eric Reed or into double coverage with Alshon Jeffrey or needing a DPI deep to Alshon Jeffrey to even be there in that situation. You have to score points. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry. I know Wendell Smallwood has looked good. Josh Adams had a couple of nice carries too. Running the football, it hasn't been as effective as everybody thinks it is.
No, I grant you that, but it's not pass time. It's not. I got a 17-0 lead. Run the ball, run the clock out, get a couple first downs, move on, and go to the next game.
If they would have done that, then they wouldn't have had a shot at the end to even try and get ahead and win this
There's
thing.
No way Carolina should be in a position to have three possessions in those final 12 minutes or whatever and go three. And by the way, they weren't short possessions. They went the length of the field a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
That should not happen. The defense was at fault. And also, I got to get right to Doug postgame. And again, we'll take your reaction, 888-729-9494. Where you put the blame on this one? And just reaction in general to horrible Eagles loss. Then let's get to Doug Peterson after the game. Because, you know, I'm already upset enough and frustrated enough and just, and frankly, bewildered enough. I felt bewildered after that game, John. I felt like that was one of those rare games where the game ends and I'm like, what just happened? Like, wait, what happened in the last 40 minutes of real time in life? What happened in these last 40 minutes? So then I'm watching post game yesterday on TV, NBC Sports, of course, great job post game, the whole deal, right? And I'm watching and I'm listening to Doug Peterson. And I hear Doug Peterson, John, say a comment. And Doug had some highly bizarre comments his first year, probably none of which the first year more bizarre than his whole justification of Andy Reid's Kansas City approach and how they were trying to keep the ball out of Tom Brady's hands. And like that was the Doug introduction also in Philly. We're like, what, Doug, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, all right, you don't want to blast your boy Andy. He might have helped you get the Eagles job, but knock it off with that nonsense, all right? He comes back year two, the greatest year I've ever seen a coach have in Philadelphia sports, and that doesn't change. Although you do wonder to what extent DeFilippo and Reich were a big part of it, but, you know, okay, that's hanging out there in the air. We all understand it. So then I'm watching postgame yesterday, and I hear the head coach of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles say that the pressure is off. The pressure is off. Like, and this isn't an external message.
Yeah.
He's asked a question, what did you say to the guys in the locker room after the game? And his response is, I told the guys the pressure is off. And then he goes into this whole thing, and it just reeks of desperation. He goes into this whole thing about how nobody believes in us. People outside this room are doubting. Like, who?
Give me a break.
Who here in Philadelphia has been doubting the Eagles?
Nobody.
People have been embracing the Eagles. If anything, people have gone out of their way to believe when a lot of us have known they really haven't looked that good,
But if anything, the Eagles have gotten the benefit of the doubt this year on the basis of what they accomplished last year. Now, if Doug's trying to make some thing, like some guy out in Nevada doesn't believe in you, whatever. Some guy in Oregon doesn't. You know, some guy in Canada doesn't. And some guy over in Hungary doesn't. I don't give a damn. I'm talking about right here in the city of Philadelphia, where they've got an incredible amount of goodwill and support. And the whole, and he's going, no, and see, the thing about it, John, it just struck me as like, Doug's like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know what to do. Hold on. Let me dial up in the recess of my brain. You know what went on last December? People doubted, and we rallied. We rallied around doubt. And so here we are in the middle of October, Super Bowl champs. I told everyone about the new norm, but hold on. I got to circle back around to everyone doubt you.
And now.
Is that where it is?
That's unbelievable to me.
The team loses like that, and it's like, hey, guys, the pressure's off?
The pressure's
off. Are you kidding me?
After saying forever. And they got T-shirts made up for it. The target is on your back.
Are you kidding me?
It's on you now. They're coming after you. You're going to get their best shot. Fletcher Cox is telling us that is the worst loss in his career. And the best thing that you can come up with is, well, the pressure's off now. Everybody's saying, Chris Long is saying, it was on us as a defense. Yeah. We screwed that up. We didn't hold up our end of the bargain. I couldn't believe that messaging either.
I found it to be one of the most out-of-touch comments I have ever heard, ever, from a Philadelphia head coach. And we've heard some doozies.
Yeah.
We heard Rich Kotite talk about not going for two or going for two, whatever the hell it was, because there was a raindrop on his laminated sheet down in Dallas. I mean, I heard that. I heard all the nonsense from Gabe Kapler this year. I've heard a lot of comments from a lot of coaches. Never in my life have I heard a coach say the pressure is off halfway through the season in the worst loss of his tenure for a Super Bowl winning team that's trying to repeat and now, from a percentage standpoint, is not only on the outside looking in on the playoffs right now if the season were to end today, but percentagely, they're in trouble. Like, guys, let's forget the whole narrative of, like, the one seed and, all right, the Rams got the one seed. But the Eagles, they can get to the two seed. They might not make the playoffs. They're 3-4. They're a game and a half behind the Redskins. They just lost at home to Carolina, who 7 days before that lost at the Redskins. What does that tell you? The Redskins take care of Carolina at home, and then the Eagles do this against, oh, yeah, Carolina at home. Wow. Look, 888-729-9494. The assignment of blame. What has occurred, what it means, where they go from here, it's all on the table today. Jetta Cameron, John Barcher is in for Richie. 888-729. Your phone call's next. 9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.